invisible crystals of silica get into the air at foundries and during sand and gravel mining, rock crushing, construction, and glass manufacturing. Overexposure to silica can cause silicosis, and OSHA says that exposure remains a serious threat to nearly 2 million U.S. workers. A DNR rule package passed 7 years ago called for a study into whether Wisconsin should regulate silica as a pollutant. The department's Joni Burns says the DNR has been short on staff and had other priorities, but over the last year had requests from DNR board members, state lawmakers, and others to begin the study.
There also have been some people that have expressed concern because there were a number of sand and gravel quarries that were either proposed or permitted, particularly in the west part of the state.
Burns says a draft version of the study has just been released. It mainly reviews what's known about sources, controls, health effects, monitoring, and what other states are doing about silica. Burns stresses there are no policy recommendations at this time.
We have simply been asked to study the sources of silica. What are the potential control measures, which could be something as simple as a best management practice, but we're not going down that road at this point.
Burns says for the next 5 weeks, the DNR is seeking public comment on how the silica study should proceed. She hopes a final report will go to the DNR board this summer. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.